Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Welcome, everybody. Great to have you with us as we begin a new week of drinking a cup of coffee and talking politics, because that's what we do on Political Coffee. And hopefully, it is something of value to you, because all of it is meant to give you ammunition, if you will, to use a Second Amendment viewpoint, in which you can persuade the persuadable. Now, let me ask you this. What if it's all true? What if, in fact, there was massive computerized vote stealing from Trump over to Biden? What does it mean for half of the country who believes it didn't happen? What does it mean for half of the country that voted for Joe Biden? Or less than half of the country, if you believe, right, that this was stolen. I look at this and I think, yeah, it probably was stolen. I'm looking to see more evidence, and more evidence is emerging at every moment. In fact, a story just broke on the Gateway Pundit that a data expert, Edward Solomon, analyzed the 2020 election results in Georgia, just Georgia, and identified another pattern in the data showing that about 200,000 votes were transferred from Trump to Biden at the precinct level. Now, there's various stories, including that, as you know, over the weekend, President Trump's legal team got a victory in Michigan, in that a Michigan judge ordered that the Antrim County Dominion voting machines, it had to be preserved and it had to be analyzed. Now, some patriots got involved in this and surrounded the courthouse and kept employees from coming in once that order was made. And then apparently General Flynn and a team arrived, along with another general, arrived by private jet, 7-person white hat team, the other generals, General Jack Bergman. And they got access to the machines, to the Dominion voting machines. Now, this is the county in Michigan that had found that 6,000 Trump votes had been swapped over to Biden. What would you now? That's one story, right? And the media has covered it up and said, "Well, it was human error." What if you found that it happened in another state, in Georgia? And in fact, Ware County, Georgia, small county, uses Dominion Democracy Suite 5.5. They confirmed that they had did a hand recount, right, of the audit totals. Now, they only had 14,192 votes that were cast in this little county. They did a hand recount. And then it showed the hand recount, and this is what I've been telling you all along. This is how you defeat electronic voting systems. You hand count the ballots, folks, because what the electronic vote showed, not the hand count, but the electronic vote, is that the machines took 37 votes from Donald Trump and gave them to Joe Biden. That represents 0.52%, or half of 1%, of all the 14,192 votes that were cast in the county. Now, why is that significant? Well, because that happens to be double what Joe Biden's quote-unquote lead is in the state of Georgia over Donald Trump. So let's see now. Apparently, we know, and everyone has acknowledged, that the Dominion voting machines in Antrim County, Michigan, swapped 6,000 votes from Trump over to Biden. And now a judge has ordered that they get analyzed, and apparently General Flynn's white hat team came in and did that last night. They collected the, well, they copied the servers. They'll have copies of all that stuff. And it hadn't been wiped clean yet. Now we have it that apparently Ware County, Georgia, has had the same thing. As you know, a federal judge ordered three counties in Georgia to not allow their systems to be updated because of the Secretary of State ordered that they get updated so they could prepare in time for the new special election of these two Senate seats. So how many machines have to be forensically examined in different states for there to be enough doubt that the U.S. Supreme Court says, okay, we're going to have to invalidate the results? Now, this is different than the Trump's campaign's direction, even though they are part of some of these lawsuits. You see, their main focus before the U.S. Supreme Court is going to be that you did not have equal voting. Some people were given an advantage and others weren't. So, okay, what argument do you think wins the day? What argument do you think wins the hearts and the minds of the public? Because right now, that is just as important as anything. The outcome of this, of course, is unknown. And I will tell you that there's a lot here, folks. In fact, when you try to put some of these stories up on Facebook, for instance, they label it false. Well, Molly Hemingway, which you see on Fox, she is a very good writer, writes for The Federalist, says, you know, these claims that the video that we saw of the people being kicked out, the Republican observers, and then them pulling the suitcases out and starting to vote, continuing that vote count, that just happened to be when they claimed the water main break, right? Well, it wasn't a water main. It was an overflowing urinal and didn't have anything. It didn't stop anybody from doing anything. Those claims that it's been debunked, she says, not even close to being debunked. But here's something else that you might want to know and take into account. Now, the reason I'm sharing all of this with you is because you no doubt have run into people already, or maybe you're going to, that say, well, like I did over the weekend, because I did another Trump truck cruise and flag waving with a bunch of patriots out of Springfield on Saturday afternoon. And while we were stopping doing our flag waving, you know, people would drive by and yell, "He lost!" People would walk by and say, "He lost!" And I say, "Really? Not yet. The courts haven't decided that. The Electoral College hasn't decided that. Now, they may, but the courts still can weigh in here. That's the point. So you may know some people who believe that Trump lost. What if it's all true? Now, I'm not even talking about the raid on the servers in Frankfurt, Germany, and that continues to gain some traction, folks. And the CIA, although the CIA came out with a statement saying, no, Gina Haspel is not, she didn't get shot, she's not been arrested, but nobody's seen her. That's interesting. Hmm? She's the CIA director who is knee-deep in all of this, I think. But anyway, the Trump campaign in Georgia, along with the state Republican chairman, filed a criminal complaint in state court Friday. Criminal, not civil, because most of their other complaints have been civil. This is criminal. And with good reason. Let's go to the phones. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. We'll start with Jim. Jim, good morning. What do you say?
Good morning, Jeff. I was just reading my local newspaper last night, Sweet Home, and they were going to put a bunch more regulations on little businesses and all kinds of stuff. And I was thinking, you know, I don't even know if these people really got elected or not. Why don't we, as in these little cities, why don't we go back, have the city councils begin to do something like get a proper vote again where we vote at precincts and just maybe in the city so we can really see who actually won, like we used to do when I was a kid, you know, where you go into a precinct, you vote, and really have a legal vote. And then I started thinking, well, this is like the groundbreaking open. Everybody will go crazy if you try to do something like this, have an honest vote. We can't have an honest vote in Oregon. What were you thinking?
Well, I love your tongue in cheek, but you know, you raise an interesting question that I'm going to have to do a little research on, and then I didn't even think about it. Here's what it is. Can local elections officials choose not to do vote by mail, but rather to do it the old way you just suggested? I don't know the answer to that. I don't know if they can legally, but I'm going to find out. It's a great suggestion.
We need to know. Go back to the county. But, you know, just the thought of doing this, you're going to have so many people just going nuts on you. It scares me because everybody's on the take.
No, they're not. Not everybody's on the take. That's not true, Jim, and you shouldn't think that. You should think that there are some who are at the highest levels. And unfortunately, they're the people that can extend the contracts to people like Dominion or ESNS, like they do in Polk County, that has the Smartmatic vote switching feature in it, in the software. They're on the, in fact, I would submit to you that you probably have a lot of county clerks in this state and local election officials like City of Sweet Home that are doing everything honestly, but they have no control over the software that's changing votes.
Well, you know, if we tried to do it, they're all going to go crazy on us. And maybe not the bottom people, but the top people.
Well,
and,
you might be right about that.
They're like, you wouldn't believe, because they're all a bunch of crooks at the top or level of our county and our city and our state. You know it as well as I do, and that's why we love Trump. Amen?
It is why we love Trump. Amen. 6:20, thanks again. Back to the moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is that Power of Buick GMC talk line. Or you can send me an email to jeff@1220.am. And I'll do my best to read it on the air. Sometimes I can, and sometimes I can't. Just depends on how many phone calls we get. Apparently, InfoWars, Alex Jones, is saying that Wisconsin is the next state that will announce public hearings into the election fraud. You see, the legislature there is run by Republicans. Democrat governor, Democrat attorney general, Democrat secretary of state. And away you go. By the way, today is December 7th. As you know, that is that day that will forever live in infamy. It's when the Japanese attacked us at Pearl Harbor. There's an interesting story out there that the attack on Pearl Harbor was no surprise. You know, I've heard that a long time. Who knows? Either way, we were attacked. There's another story out there about this Oregon doctor who discouraged face coverings at the Stop the Steal rally. Well, apparently they revoked his license. Oh, goody. You know, you don't dare go against the orthodoxy of Dr. Fauci and the Scarf Queen. So before I go to Ron, a couple of things. First, it is still cold out there, and if your air conditioning heat pump system is not working, you need to get it fixed. You need to call Freedom Heating and Air. They're the people here in Salem or in the surrounding area that can fix it for you, and they can do it quickly. They take care of their customers. They always have. That's why they've been in business here almost 50 years, a long time. They do it right. So check them out on the web, freedomheatingandair.net. I mentioned that on Friday, the state Republican chairman in Georgia and the president filed a criminal complaint. And here's what they're introducing for evidence. That in Georgia, 2,560 felons voted. 66,247 underage people voted. That's a lot, 66,000. 2,423 people were not even on the state's voter rolls, but they voted. 4,926 voters who had registered in another state after they registered in Georgia, and they voted. That makes them ineligible. 395 people who cast votes in another state for the same election. 15,700 voters who had filed national change of address forms without re-registering, which you have to do. It doesn't matter whether you live in state or out of state. You have to re-register. Get this. 40,279 people who had moved counties without re-registering. That's illegal also under Georgia law. 1,043 people who claim the physical impossibility of a P.O. box as their address. 98 people who registered after the deadline. And 10,315 people who were deceased on election day. 8,718 of whom had been registered as dead before their votes were accepted. All of that's criminal, folks. Now, the question is, what's going to be done about it? Now, my point to you in sharing all of this with you is, as more evidence emerges at the precinct level, these voting machines and the software changed votes, and you add on top felons voting, underage people, people not even on the voter rolls, people voting twice. I mean, on and on and on, dead people, all of this. Does it give anybody confidence that our election system is free of influence, and it's fair? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. What will people do in your orbit, your world, who say Trump lost? Everything was fair. It was okay. There might be a few anomalies, but it was no massive cheating. What are they going to say when it's proven to be massive cheating? Let's go to the phones. We'll talk to Ron. Ron, what do you think?
If it's proven massive cheating, then they'll go probably to the 18. The courts won't do anything, and everything's out. I think it boils down to the courage of the legislators to do what they had to do in 1876. I know I keep running back to that, my brother. Sad that I think our people have done the best they can. The honest counties, like I feel in Polk and Bergen, like
in Oregon, questionable on a few, especially in the three counties to the north. But I think that he'll win. I believe by the 12th or the 13th, we'll get our answer. The hand of God shall be upon us. But I tell everybody this. Call these battleground state Republicans and be peaceful, be respectful, and tell them, hey, you cannot certify an election with this much fraudulent infallacy. And there's so much videotape, so much honest testimony. If they're going to do that and say their testimony ain't going to be nothing, it's still a lawsuit, my brother, because if they went through the Democrats in Virginia and other battleground states who disallowed a third-party candidate like Kanye West to enter, then that's a problem with that federally, because you just discriminated against the person and not allow his name to be on a ballot. At the same time, you're saying that affidavits, which is a sworn statement, is credible by the Democrat Party in Virginia. So
And I think you're right about that. I think Virginia is the next state that is going to be heavily scrutinized here. It should be.
We got
you know, it's long overdue. But this calls into question us in Oregon. So how do we do this in Oregon? Well, I have some thoughts on that. Ron, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Rebecca, hang on. We'll get back to the chalkboard.
Thank you, brother. I'll get you on the other side of the break, and I'll share with you my thoughts about how we can do some investigating here in Oregon. Back in a moment. 6:30.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us at Political Coffee. If you're just joining us, consider this. What if all this voter fraud, computer manipulation, software allegations, what if it's all proven to be true? What happens? Where do we go from here? You know, Jim, who called from Sweet Home, you know, brought up an interesting point, and I'm going to have to research this to see what's possible. In order to restore, I mean, it's going to shake the confidence in our voting system, which is one of the reasons, by the way, and Rebecca, hang on, because I want to make this point. It's one of the reasons that Mark Levin called on last night on his show for the U.S. Supreme Court to intervene here. It's just one of the many reasons that he's called for that. Tomorrow, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments, not from one of the Trump campaign lawsuits, but from a lawsuit from a Pennsylvania congressman, Mike Kelly, you see him on Fox occasionally, who has brought his own lawsuit. They're going to hear arguments on that tomorrow. Mark Levin saying, for the sake of the future, not just this election, but for the sake of the Constitution, the Supreme Court's got to get involved. So if it's found there's massive voter fraud, because now we have votes that were changed in a Georgia voting machine in a small county and a Michigan machine, which got forensically observed by General Flynn's white hat team, apparently yesterday. Now it's showing up in multiple places. What happens if it's true? Do you go back, like Jim suggested, to places like Oregon, where we've had vote by mail for 20 years? What happens? Can local authorities, say the city of Sweet Home, or say maybe Salem, decide they don't want to do vote by mail? They want to stand up polling places and do it the old way, hand counting. What's going to be the fallout from this? You might even ask your friends who are telling you that Trump lost and say, well, maybe not. And what happens if the Supreme Court intervenes because there was massive computer vote counting fraud? What happens then? There's lots of things to think about here. I mean, that's a big, big topic to consider. But really, what happens? Where do we go next? How do you restore confidence? Does the Supreme Court have to put some standards in place? Is that even possible? Is it allowable under the Constitution? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Rebecca, good morning, and thanks for hanging on. What do you say today?
Good morning. Some time ago, right after the election, you were sent a telephone number to call that the person ran the numbers that are supplied by the state of Oregon and discovered all kinds of regularities in the running of the numbers. And I'm going to send you the link again this morning, the telephone number again this morning, and in your email. And
okay,
then secondly, last night was on Facebook. I don't know if you're any longer on Facebook, but
yeah, I still am.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you are. Okay, good. Well, I'll send it. I'll put it on your Facebook page. I found a 3-part series on how vote by mail came to Oregon in the mid-90s, and the people who were involved, there's all kinds of information I found to be very distressing. And it's kind of, they did in Oregon what they did this year in these other states where they brought it in and immediately started, right now Trump sued them, but when it was done in Oregon, there, as far as I know, there weren't any lawsuits brought. But there have been irregularities ever since they brought vote by mail here to Oregon. And so I posted it on my Facebook page, but I'll go put it on your Facebook page.
Okay.
If you don't
yeah,
mind.
I'd like to see that.
And it's done by somebody named Lisa. Anyway, the person who did the number crunching right after the election used the state-supplied numbers. And just using the state-supplied numbers, it doesn't add up.
So therein lies how we fix this, Rebecca. And I'm going to let you go because I'm going to get into that. Every 2 years, all of the ballots that are cast at the local level 2 years prior, not the current election, are destroyed. They're also available for examination. So if the numbers don't add up, the way that we figure that out is to do exactly what is happening in Georgia or Michigan. You take the ballots. So what we would do is we would request, let's say in both Marion County and Polk County, request to have a team of people simply examine all of the actual ballots cast do our own audit prior to them being destroyed. Now, this would not be for 2020. This would be the 2018 election. We would just ask the counties to let us go in with a team of volunteers and then compare those results with what the machine counting said it was. Now, that won't have any impact on the 2020 elections, but it could shed light on how long, to sort of get to Rebecca's point here, how long this has been going on. We know Smartmatic software is capable of doing this. We know that Smartmatic, that software was developed in Venezuela back in the early 2000s. How long has Smartmatic software been licensed to work within Dominion Voting Systems and ESNS? Is it used in ESNS? And is it just limited to Smartmatic? The only way we would know is to do an actual hand recount. And friends, that's possible. It's possible to request with both county clerks in Polk and Marion counties to say, we want to examine all of the ballots cast, let's say for the late Selma Pierce, God rest her soul, against Paul Evans 2 years ago in 2018. You know, that's primarily Polk County, but there is a little bit of Marion County involved in that. And you would just go back and you would look. You would literally do a hand recount of every single ballot that was cast. And then what you do, you don't stop there. You go back to the Molly Hemingway story today. And by the way, I'm going to have all of this up. It'll be on both the KSLM Facebook page, and it'll also be up on my Facebook page, The Show Plan, where I have the Molly Hemingway story from The Federalist. You start looking at each of these categories of people. So in other words, how many of those people that voted in 2018 were felons? That's illegal. How many of them were underage in 2018? How many of them were not even on the voter rolls? How many of them had registered in another state after having registered in Georgia, or Oregon, rather? And we just follow the same thing. How many voted who hadn't filed change of address forms? Again, you have to do that to cast a legal vote in Oregon. How many dead people voted? Now, this was something that I had urged Denise Bowles to do. I mean, I sent her a text, and I sent her some of these stories, and I had talked with senators about helping make that happen to make sure. I mean, it was only 500 votes. A hand audit of the current election should be done. Should have been done by them. They should have paid for it. Not just a recount, but an audit, folks. And they should have looked for all of these people. We could do that if we put together a team for 2018. What would happen if we demonstrated that the results were greatly different? Well, that would be a bit earth-shaking, and it might lead us to what Jim's point was. Maybe local officials go back to in-person balloting, if that's legal. Back in a moment. No, that's not poverty. Haiti believers had light on their faces.
Call Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Ten minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. Last segment for today on a Monday here in Political Coffee. We'll go back to the phones in just a momento. You know, I use CBD because it works for me, friends. Over the weekend, I've got some sore muscles for a couple of reasons. And, you know, I used this pain stick from Pro Bioscience. There's the Salem-based company that I not only sell my own CBD oil to be made into these great products, but I also buy exclusively from them because I know what their product is. I know the people. They guarantee what they have, and they used only Oregon-grown CBD, which is the safest, most highest standard CBD that you can find. And I used this product over the weekend, and I love it. It stays on your body a long time. That means you're getting the benefit of it for a longer period of time than many of these other creams and things that I've used in times past. So you know what? If you want to buy some of their products, check them out on the web, pro-bioscience.com. That's pro-bioscience.com. And you can buy any of their great products online. I use their tinctures also. And if you use the discount code CHRIST for the month of December, you get 15% off. Plus, they have a new program. They're just getting ready to roll out, folks. You can save even more on a referral program. Pro-bioscience.com. Check them out. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning. How are you, friend?
Hey, Jeff. Good Monday morning. It's going to be really interesting to see what kind of solutions they come up with to resolve this issue. Obviously, when you cast your ballot, you stick it in an envelope and you sign your name to it, but you don't sign your name to the actual ballot. And so, the paper trail situation is all screwed up. And so, obviously, it's going to be very, very difficult. The problem is, you have to have a check and balance system, and that's why there are supposed to be people there from both sides, looking at the ballots and confirming all that stuff. And when that doesn't happen, then the paper trail, even when you go back to the recount, you can't match up those ballots with the individuals who voted illegally. So the only solution in that case, of course, is what the Trump campaign's trying to do is to get, the whole thing thrown out and the state legislators to pick their people to cast the final ballot for the
right. They're
thing.
Choosing and their own electors. And there were 63 members, I think, of the Georgia legislature that sent a letter saying they wanted to do that. And the governor will not call a special session to do that. In fact, there's been a picture that surfaced, Art, of him giving a speech standing in front of the Chinese flag. Gotta love that, huh?
Well, the whole system definitely is corrupt, Jeff. And if an audit were to occur, the individuals who cast their ballots should have a copy of it and be able to resubmit their vote to verify that that's how that individual voted. I mean, that's the
absolutely.
Only way.
Absolutely. So you've hit on the central theme, and I'm going to let you go because I need to read some emails here. You've hit on the central thing that has to happen out of this. Nobody today in Oregon knows exactly how their vote was counted. You don't know. Nobody does. You know that your ballot was received and that it was counted, but you don't know if the machine counted your vote correctly. And that's got to change. Lee writes me an email, says voter machine and programming. Said in the 70s, two companies, NEC and Scantron, developed a testing system. And then he quotes, the Scantron forms are machine-readable answer sheets for multiple-choice exams. With the advancement of technology, shouldn't voting be a snap? But if you take a second to think about it, if you vote, you are told that your mail-in envelope was received via text or email. Cool technology, but how do I verify how my vote was recorded? The system can't do that. Maybe because it was programmed to change votes? We can print paper that is extremely hard to copy. We can attach an unique identifying number to almost anything, but we can't secure the ballot process? It's just like Joey, who cut his tighty whities into a face mask, and others think that's protection. Just hogwash. Thank you, Rebecca. I appreciate that phone number. And I know Dan. And then also, an unidentified state employee writes this about an independent audit is needed. George Soros groups have funded leftist Secretary of State and AG candidates around the country for many years, including Kate Maduro Brown when she became Secretary of State. A big part of moving the Soros agenda forward is to work with these leftist secretaries of state to systematically corrupt the election system with mail-in ballots, rigged vote counting and tabulation systems, and implementing laws like Motor Voter and others. We need an independent audit of the election and the systems and the procedures used. We cannot rely on the Secretary of State's office to perform an honest audit. Is there any way we the people can make this happen? I'll bet 36 donuts that our latest election results would have been much different if it was an honest system. For example, I doubt Shamia Fagan actually won. Well, good point. And the way the answer to your question is what I just said. Now, all you need to do, like any good defense attorney, is find an example of the system being tainted or inaccurate or fraudulent to call into question the entire state of Oregon. We need to do that. And the way you do that is you go back to these ballots that are 2 years old that are getting ready to be destroyed because they have to keep them by law for 2 years. And you do the hand count and then compare it against the machine count. See what you come up with. And then you start going through all the other people that may be dead or felons or people ineligible to vote because they didn't live or they moved or whatever. All of that is how you do it. And we could do it, friends. We could do it. Thanks, friends. I appreciate each and every one of you listening today. Thanks for participating. I'll be back tomorrow, and I hope you are to keep the faith, keep believing, keep praying, stay active. Don't let your guard down. And don't give up, because this thing's a long way from being over. Stacey ends up next with Good Morning Salem. See you tomorrow, friends.